Yeah, and I guess a beautiful thing is spending other people's money.
Right.
And that's in a very simple way, prospect generators, that you don't have dilution at the equity level,
right,
listed company level, you have it at the project level. And one of the beauties also of this model is a 1+1=3 scenario of they provide more than capital, they provide technical input as well, and you can operate potentially quicker, more efficiently. One thing that's a particular theme for us is technology and having these new tech partners, so that investors get access to those trends, new AI as well. But in terms of what are you ultimately achieving is more shots on goal. You can do more projects, you can drill more targets. And again, that dilution's only dilution at the project level if you have exploration success.
Sam Spring, Concora Copper. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good, Andy. Thank you for having us on.
My pleasure. So we're at the 2026 Rule Symposium here. You knew some great people that introduced us, some people that I have a high level of respect for. But let's, before we get to that, tell me about the project. Tell me the jurisdiction you're in and what you guys are looking for.
We're a hybrid prospect generator focused on large copper gold systems in Australia. Last week we just announced a definitive agreement to exit our Mongolian assets, which was a legacy project. We're receiving a total of $10 million US in cash consideration for that. That'll leave us with seven pre-discovery exploration projects in New South Wales, of which we're drilling two at the moment.
Got it. Okay. So talk to me a little bit about why are you here in the U.S.? And we were talking off camera. It's really hard for, or it can be difficult for Australian companies really to make an impact here in the U.S. But tell me about that, why you guys are here and how that journey is going for you.
Yeah, and we're dual listed KCC on the ASX TSXV, but the reason for being here, obviously, Rick's conference. Rick and Jeff Phillips came on the register last year.
Raised your first day of the conference in 25, correct?
100%. Day one of Rick's conference last year, we went live with the transaction. Rick and Jeff put their name to it and cornerstoned it, and that was 12-month money to really focus on a clear set of objectives, and we're sort of going through hitting those milestones. But I guess Jeff loves structure. Rick loves prospect generators, a really good combination for both, and obviously a lot of really good sophisticated investors in the room.
Yeah. Talk to me about the, I know Rick, you mentioned two things. We'll get to Jeff in a minute, but Rick loves the model, prospect generator. Tell me about what is that for all of our viewers and listeners that don't know what that is. Why is that an advantage?
Yeah, and I guess a beautiful thing is spending other people's money.
Right.
And that's in a very simple way, prospect generators, that you don't have dilution at the equity level,
right,
listed company level, you have it at the project level. And one of the beauties also of this model is a 1+1=3 scenario of they provide more than capital, they provide technical input as well, and you can operate potentially quicker, more efficiently. One thing that's a particular theme for us is technology and having these new tech partners, so that investors get access to those trends, new AI as well. But in terms of what are you ultimately achieving is more shots on goal. You can do more projects, you can drill more targets. And again, that dilution's only dilution at the project level if you have exploration success.
So that's the cost of capital is I don't want to say cheaper, but it's cheaper, correct?
Well, and it's at the project level, not the equity level.
Right, exactly.
Which makes it more scalable, more shots on goal.
Right.
As a traditional explorer, there's maybe one or two projects that you can really focus on that the market will give you capital for, and it becomes relatively binary. Under this scenario, we've got seven projects that we're working up, so it's managing the portfolio like you'd manage your stock portfolio. You've got more diversification, but every one of those projects gives you material upside.
Right, so Rick loves the model, Jeff loves the share structure, and when I was talking with you, it's you guys are so tight, and that, when I was talking to you off camera, that's not typical for Australian companies. So I want to know, and to all of our viewers and listeners to know, talk about your share structure, why you guys are so tight, and it's even tighter with Jeff and Rick involved, and But talk about that.
Yeah, so I guess one of the things when we did the deal with Rick and Jeff was a rollback. Yeah. There's now less than 48 million shares outstanding.
Tight.
But also within that, dual listed, so about 50% of our shares are on the ASX, 50% on the TSX. Within that, there's about 25% that's represented on the board as reporting insiders. With Rick and Jeff's network, that's about another 20%. They're 12-month hold at Rick and Jeff's request in terms of making sure we had long-term backers backing this business model that we presented. In terms of Rick's famous sort of analogy that a lot of people are talking about this week of what are the unanswered questions, doing further deals, drilling further projects, we're sort of in mid-pathway of executing on that roadmap. The Mongolian deal is a perfect example of that last week.
Yeah, excellent. So give me really what the plan is really for the rest of the year. What are you guys looking to accomplish? Yeah, really for the rest of the year.
More drills, drilling more deals. We're drilling at two different
projects. Drill bit turns value of the stock, right?
It does. Yeah. And I guess also, I mean, ultimately we're in this discovery stage. That's what drives the big value that you're looking for. But doing further deals, doing bring forward value with other projects in the portfolio that we don't think are getting ascribed value. Similar to the Mongolian transaction, all of a sudden 10 million US of cash comes in. That's a material position. We had 7 million in the bank before we did that deal. We're just getting over the 10 million cash position comfortably now. So do we do some further deals for some of our flagship assets that we own 100% of? Do we actually do some work ourselves with that cash that we're recycling into New South Wales? So that provides a lot of leverage and optionality to investors.
Excellent. So if my viewers and listeners, if they want to do more due diligence about you, how do they go about doing that? How do they trade you? What exchanges are you traded on? And what's your ticker symbols?
Yeah, ticker symbol KCC, both on the ASX, TSXV. Website's a great reference point, kinkoracopper.com. Any details, anyone wants to reach out directly, more than happy to set up a call, answer emails. My contact details are on every press release. So yeah, not too hard to find.
Excellent. Well, I'll have our producer, Colby, put all of this in the show notes, both on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. I want to thank you so much. It was a great meeting you, Sam.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.